The following is a review of the ethical and professional standards principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in Introduction to the Global Investment Performance Standards. Our first LOS asks us to explain why the GIPS standards were created and what parties the GIPS standards apply to and who is served by the standards. In the past, a variety of reporting procedures were misleading at best. Some of these misleading practices included representative accounts, showing a top-performing portfolio as representative of a firm's results; survivorship bias, excluding weak performance accounts that had been terminated; varying time periods, showing performance for selected time periods with outstanding returns. GIPS are a set of ethical principles based on a standardized, industry-wide approach. Investment firms can voluntarily follow GIPS in their presentation of historical investment results to prospective clients. These standards seek to avoid misrepresentations of performance. GIPS apply to investment management firms and are intended to serve prospective and existing clients of investment firms. GIPS allow clients to more easily compare investment performance among investment firms and have more confidence in reported performance. The next LOS says to explain the construction and purpose of composites in performance reporting. A composite is a grouping of individual discretionary portfolios representing a similar investment strategy, objective, or mandate. Examples of possible composites are large capitalization growth stocks and investment-grade domestic bonds. Reporting on the performance of composites gives clients and prospects information about the firm's success in managing various types of securities or results for various investment styles. A composite, such as international equities, must include all portfolios, current and past, that the firm has managed in accordance with this particular strategy. The firm should identify which composite each managed portfolio is to be included in before the portfolio's performance is known. This prevents firms from choosing portfolios to include in a composite in order to create composites with superior returns. Our next LOS says to explain the requirements for verification. Verification requirements. Verification is performed by a third party, not by the firm itself, on a firm-wide basis. This third-party verifier must attest that, 1, the firm has complied with all GIPS requirements for composite construction on a firm-wide basis, and 2, the firm's processes and procedures are established to present performance in accordance with the calculation methodology required by GIPS, the data requirements of GIPS, and in the format required by GIPS. Verification recommendations. Firms are encouraged to pursue independent verification. Verification applies to the entire firm's performance measurement practices and methods, not a selected composite. Verified firms should include the following disclosure language. Quote, name of firm has been verified for the periods, insert dates, by name of verifier. A copy of the verification report is available upon request. End quote.